This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Is it just me, or has TV gotten really complicated? I'm either endlessly searching for my favorite shows or subscribing to a dozen different streaming services to make sure I can watch everything I love. And I'm not even saving that much money compared to my old cable bill. Thankfully, Philo has changed all that for me. One service, all the stuff I need. Philo's got current seasons of the shows I can't miss live on networks like Paramount, A&E, MTV, Discovery, and TLC. Classics like The Office, Martin, and Friends that I never get sick of, and all of the incredible originals on AMC Plus, from Mad Men to Orphan Black. Don't forget their library of more than 75,000 movies and shows, all of which I can save and re-watch anytime for a whole year. Never miss a minute of shows like Gypsy Rose, Life After Lockup on Lifetime, Yellowstone, or Fatal Attraction. Best of all, with Philo, you get all this for just $28 a month. No contracts, no hassles. Just one subscription and a world of entertainment. So go to philo.tv and check it out for a free 7-day trial. That's philo.tv to start watching.
105.7 The Fan out there in Wisconsin, in Green Bay, is former Packers kicker Mason Crosby, who now joins us on the River Islands guest line. And I never had the chance to talk to Mason before in my life. And now here it is, the second time this day. I was lucky enough to get to go on his show this morning in Wisconsin. And now Mason joins us here on Willard and Dibbs. Hi, Mason. How you doing?
Hey, I'm doing great. Yeah, a little cross-cultural, back and forth, jumping on each other's shows. So y'all have a long one here. Y'all go for 4 hours in the evening there and out there in San Fran, huh?
We don't mess around, Mason.
Yeah,
I hear you.
Yeah, we're long haul people. Hey, what do you make? Because one thing's different from when I talked to you this morning, and that is that Brock Purdy left in the middle of practice. What do you make of that news?
I was going to bring that up. Yeah, I saw that, honestly, right before I was coming on, just kind of, reading up on the day, and saw that he left. Someone sent something, all the stuff, the trainer was rubbing his shoulder, looking at all the stuff, and I heard y'all talking about, it doesn't look like Vegas and the lines have like quite changed yet to indicate that he is going to be out or that they're assuming he's going to be out, but not practicing on Thursday, going and being taken off is not usually a good sign and a recipe for success to be on the field on Sunday.
When you get to a Thursday situation and now we're heading into Friday, if you want to elevate the backup at that point, how much does that put you behind the eight ball from an offensive scheme standpoint?
Yeah, I mean, Friday is usually just like kind of a cleanup day. I think I heard you saying like a red zone day, just a day to just kind of get all your things dialed in that you might need through the week. You're almost going to probably, you're never going to add anything on Friday, but you might drop some stuff, in the plan that just maybe didn't go well throughout the week and want to adjust. So If you have a guy coming in and able to at least get a Friday practice in, that's better than something happening on Friday and not having any action and just going into a Saturday and hoping for the best on Sunday. So, you got Brandon Allen there. You got Dobbs as well, right? So, or is Dobbs out? I can't remember.
It would be, yeah, no, they're both ready to roll,
but
Brandon would be the starter if Brock can't go.
So definitely not like a, you know, it's not a one for one, like, you know, bringing in somebody that just, all right, can plug and play. But, you know, I don't think Brandon Allen is a huge step down, and especially a well-coached team like, you know, Shanahan has, and, you know, what they try to do on offense. You know, probably could adjust and find a way. I mean, the Packers showed what they could do with Malik Willis, you know, in that 3-game stretch whenever Jordan Love wasn't there.
Yeah, actually, that's something I wanted to ask you about. Jordan Love gets a lot of love. He's got tremendous physical gifts. He's also in 7 games, I think, this year, if I have that right, has 11 interceptions, and the Packers' record is only 4-3. What do you think of his season so far?
Yeah, you know, he's you know, he had an interception last week against Chicago that I wouldn't say was like it wasn't one that was because of a bad decision. Ball just kind of got away from him. He looked like he looked like he was feeling better coming off that bye week. But previous games, it looked like he was trying to create and force and find ways to, you know, get the ball to certain guys or make that special throw, you know, to do something outside of himself. And, you know, some of those decisions, you know, really cost him, especially in that Lions game, right? Right before half, whenever he threw the pick six, he just, you know, looked like he was just kind of reeling a little bit, trying to find, you know, the perfect play instead of the play that presents itself. And, you know, we're on the radio there in Wisconsin, and you're getting calls or getting things, you know, people saying that they think Malik Willis should just kind of play the rest of the season, you know, the knee jerk reactions because he won a few games. I mean, Jordan Love has stepped in and been exceptional. I was really impressed with what Malik Willis was able to do in his absence, and more impressed with Matt LaFleur and the way this coaching staff kind of put together a plan when Jordan Love was out. So I think they found a little bit of rhythm last week with, you know, honestly a limited amount of possession against the Bears. And I think Jordan here, hopefully on his side of things, as the weather deteriorates, it's getting late in the season, they just keep leaning on Josh Jacobs, keep running that ball, because we've been very effective there and trying to keep kind of his whole game plan very simple. So if he does take shots down the field, they're a lot cleaner and not something that he's trying to force.
Yeah, don't tell LaFleur about the defensive softness for the 49ers in the middle, because we would hate to see Josh Jacobs exploit that.
Exactly right. I mean, if Bosa doesn't go, and then you know, you don't have Greenlaw in there. You got a little bit of a light interior for, you know, for that run game. So I'm assuming, you know, that's going to be a Packer game plan. It's trying to, you know, run the ball as much as possible, try to find play action off of that, and, continue to get Christian Watson the ball. He had a really good game with somewhat limited touches against Chicago, but, just find playmakers the ball, because, you know, our receivers are good on paper. They have the skill sets. They've done some good things, but at times they've had some drops, had some things that haven't gone their way. So, you know, they're probably going to look to try to get the balls in their hands, let them make plays with their legs, and kind of use their athleticism to get off in the game.
Former Packers kicker Mason Crosby, 105.7 The Fan in Milwaukee, joining us here on Willard and Dibbs, 95.7 The Game. Hey, Mason, I know you know about this. A few weeks ago here with the Niners, there's a situation where their kicker, Jake Moody, missed 3 kicks. Debo Samuel got in his face a little bit. The long snapper then got in Debo's face. We got a shoving match that comes out of it. How would you react if you missed a kick and a teammate came up and kind of got in your face and said, man, you need to bleep and lock in?
Well, fortunately, never had like an altercation serious like that, on the sideline. You know, I definitely had guys. I had Charles Woodson, at one point just kind of put his arm around me, less like confrontational, and was just like, hey, man, we need you. You got to come and, you know, get this thing done, lock in. I love talking about the story with him. He was like, you can't go out there and try to make field goals. Like, you are a field goal kicker. Like, kick the dang ball and, you know, put it through the uprights. Like, just do your thing. And honestly, it was simple words that, like, I really actually used through the remainder of my career, just whenever things were reeling a little bit, things weren't going quite right, kind of for a reset, lock in, like, stop trying to make field goals. You see your line. You've done this a million times. Just go do your job, right? So, I was surprised to see that. And honestly, you know, I played with Tabor for a short time in Green Bay. He kind of came through for a little period, and you know, he seems like he's got a little persona, a little vibe and like ego to him. So he stepped up for his kicker, which, you know, is his right and all those things, but it's definitely Moody's job as he gets more experienced and gets that, kind of presence on this team to own misses. You go out there and you miss. If somebody wants to say something, you look them in the eye and you own it and you move on. And you know that guys just want to win and go out there and compete. So I think Moody has a responsibility to kind of take it on himself and own it. But, you know, I can always appreciate when a teammate steps up and, has someone's back in those situations. That, you know, I asked you about it this morning, if it's been a lingering situation, and you kind of assured me it wasn't. But, who knows? Those kinds of things sometimes can have some underlying issues if you don't address them directly right away.
It seemed like they squashed it right away, and Moody did come back and make the game winner in that same game that he missed three field goals. So that probably made everyone feel a little bit better about it. How difficult is it as a younger kicker, especially, to go and have to kick somewhere like Lambeau where it's going to be cold and there's going to be elements? Is there any way to prepare for that?
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Black Friday has officially started at Blinds.com, and the savings are huge. Right now, you can save up to 50% site-wide and score premium doorbusters and a free professional measure. Don't wait. These deals are happening right now. Swapping out old blinds for custom window coverings is a small project with big results, and Blinds.com makes it easy and affordable. With Blinds.com, there are no long lines or confusing quotes. You shop online without sacrificing quality, style, or service. One of our design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. We can even handle everything from measure to install. Plus, you get window treatments for your whole home installed for just one low cost. With over 25 million windows covered, Blinds.com is the number one online retailer of custom window coverings. Blinds.com's Black Friday sales event is happening now with our best deals of the season. Save up to 50% site-wide and score premium doorbusters and a free professional measure at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
It's better over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Well, fortunately, they weren't playing today because the weather conditions up there were really brutal. So it looks like it's going to be at least a decent enough day on Sunday. I hate to say it, but, you know, 49ers kickers have had some success, you know, coming into Green Bay and, hitting game winners against us in my time there. I think we lost at least two playoff games off the foot of a kicker there from the 49ers. So, I don't think it's one of those where you just have to lock in and kind of have that that mindset that you have 3.5 hours. You're going to evaluate footing, conditions, wind stuff, everything as you get out on the field. and just not let it be too big of an issue. You know, something, the hardest thing is if you build it up in your mind so much, you know, there's always going to be, you know, differences and changes and challenges that kind of present themselves. So just trying not to have an expectation and going out there and executing what you see, what's happening on the field, and trying not to make stuff up. You know, whenever you're a young kicker, sometimes your mind plays more tricks on you than you know, what the conditions are actually presenting.
Mason Crosby's with us here on Willard and Dibbs. Mason, I want to have some fun with you a little bit here. This is kind of a wacky place to go, but I was watching recently an interview with one of the band members from the band Oasis, and he kind of joked, yeah, they said, what's the worst part about being in the band Oasis? And he arrogantly answered, the worst part about being in Oasis is that I never got to go to an Oasis show. And so is the worst part about being a Packer that you never get to go to a Packer tailgate?
That might be, you know, honestly, I've heard some amazing stories from my friends and family. So they tell me all the fun things. They kind of have a different perspective from all the experience and all the games. I will tell them though, that I always had the best seat in the house. You know, I was, right there on the sideline, getting to see everything firsthand, getting to see all the, you know, the audibles and calls that Aaron Rodgers was always making and the adjustments. So I never felt too bad that I got to have the seat that I had for those games. I actually went back this year for an appearance there in Green Bay, and was out in the kind of fan parking lot area taking pictures and signing autographs. So I got to experience a little bit of the tailgate atmosphere. I wasn't in the thick of everything, but you know, probably the only thing I was disappointed with, nobody offered me, you know, a beer or a cocktail the whole time.
What?
Which, you know, was like, was shocking.
That's beyond shocking.
Even. I didn't even get a broth.
Like, especially because you're Mason Crosby. Like, Mason, I was lucky enough one time to do the Lambeau tailgate experience. I've never met nicer people in my life. I've never eaten more food in my life. Like, and I didn't know where I was or who was inviting me or what. Like, I didn't know anyone. And you used to play for the team. No one offered you a brat?
I know. You know, it was, I think there's a mindset, you know, I have this clean cut, you know, persona there. So no one, you know, wanted to, you know, break that and offer me a beer or a, you know, a brat and, you know, just get me going in the whole tailgate atmosphere, I guess. But, you know, I'll definitely go back at some point and then do the whole show, go watch in the, you know, a game from the stands and, you know, do the whole thing. But, haven't felt like I'm not quite ready to go and do all of that yet. It's you know, it's still too close from my playing time.
Maybe it's they didn't offer you because they thought you were still playing. And I was telling the guys earlier that
exactly.
I'm doing fantasy. We all are in a league together, and I was looking for a kicker, and I came across you, and I noticed in Yahoo you've been added 3 times this week as a kicker to someone's fantasy team. So tell me this: you still kicking?
Well, maybe people are trying to will it to happen. Yeah.
Right?
You know, I haven't officially, you know, made the announcement of my retirement, but, not really getting any looks or, you know, really pushing too hard to do anything. I'm enjoying chasing kids around. We have 5 kids here at home.
Wow.
So it keeps us really busy. I'm enjoying doing this, radio stuff and kind of diving into the media space a little bit. So, right now, yeah, I have no real interest in going back out on the field, but, you know, who knows what will happen. I'm sure that, that time will come here where I kind of get it in my heart and in my head and it all aligns and I'm like, all right, I'm going to just, actually formally announce and move on from this thing, but, got to find that right timing, I guess, for myself mentally and, kind of emotionally.
Mason, take it from us. As soon as you get a radio show, your career is over.
It's over, right?
Yeah,
I know.
Yeah, that's the end of that.
I thought it was only 2 hours, 2 hours a day, but I feel like there's a lot of extra that goes into it.
A couple things.
Yep.
Yeah, a couple things. All right, Mason, hey, on the way out the door, what's your favorite cheese?
My favorite cheese? Well, you know, it's tough because I was always sponsored actually by Sartori Cheese there in Wisconsin. Did a great deal by them, so their Bella Vitano is one of my favorites. I also like their one, you know, y'all being out there in Cali, and I'm actually going to head to Wine Country here in a few weeks. They had this like a Merlot Bellavitano with a little like edge that was dipped in Merlot. Really tasty. Oh, so
you're natural.
Anything Sartori is awesome.
I don't even know
what a classic pitch, man. Hi, I'm Mason Crosby.
I don't even know what Bellavitano is, but it's really fun to say.
Oh, yeah, no, exactly, right? You gotta check it out. If you're at a, you know, at a nice grocery store, look for that Sartori Bellavitano. It's it'll get you right.
And tell them Mason sent you.
Exactly. Maybe they'll give you a couple dollars off.
Where are you going in Wine Country?
A few former teammates of mine actually are in Sonoma. Uh-huh. They have three Fat Guys Winery, three former offensive linemen.
Yes.
So they, I don't know if you've ever heard of that. So
I've seen
Darren
it.
College, Tony Mull, and Jason Spitz. And so we'll go and visit them. My wife and I are actually looking at starting a wine podcast. She's got this whole, you know, a whole plan and a whole, you know, kind of business model put together for that. And so we might be kickstarting that here in the next month or so.
Ooh.
Just our love of wine and, you know, all things. She wants it to be more educational. I'm more of the on the tasting side of things. So enjoying the amazing bottles that we'll be able to open up and enjoy. But she wants to kind of dive into the educational side of wine and why we love it the way we do. So we have some winemaker friends up there in Napa that are going to join us on this journey. And so it's nice. It's going to be a business trip where we get to go and drink wine and hang out for a couple of days.
Amazing. Amazing. Kicker Cabernet. I can just see it now.
That's right. Just yeah. Wait for it.
Perfect. Perfect. Hey, Mason, thanks for doing it, man.
All right. Really appreciate you. Thanks for having me on. And I appreciate you coming on my show earlier today. It was a great time. And hey, I'm hoping for a great one on Sunday. Whatever the result, these games are always exciting.
Well, the Niners are sending their third string out there, so we'll see what happens.
Exactly. Exactly. Yeah. All right, guys.
Okay.
Appreciate it.
Yep. Thank you. Mason Crosby.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated. Where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.